Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, mobile monitor.
OYL, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Ryland.
Howdy, Shane. I don't know how I found on this. I'm on Echo Link through my phone. I've got it Bluetooth in. I got a rental car, a loaner car. I got my Chevy Silverado with my FTM150 Yaesu, and it is in the shop for a transmission issue and having something replaced on it. So I'm in a loaner car using Echo Link via the Bluetooth connection. How do I sound?
Like you, only slightly Echo Link modified, but it's you. I could tell it was you immediately. It sounds good.
Cool, that's good to hear. I was wondering, because on my iPhone, I've got the Echo Link app, and I didn't know whether I was supposed to use the phone as the walkie-talkie, or I guess it just uses the speaker in the vehicle. I've got a little 2025 Chevy Trailblazer that I'm using as my loaner vehicle, so the sad part is last night I tried to scrounge around and find a little bracket that rolls up in the window that I could put a little handy talkie antenna, and then also use one of my little Yaesu handy talkies, but I can't find the car adapter for it. So looks like it's going to be Echo Link it is until I get my truck back.
That your truck's having issues, but the Echo Link is doing great. Your audio is really, really good. In fact, it's better than some people on Echo Link. So no problems there. And I didn't even realize you were. Sounds like you're using the Bluetooth through the car to use the Echo Link. You couldn't even tell, so it's working great.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear then, because that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, I'll probably sound like crap, and then with it coming in through the internet, it'd probably be all gapped up and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what I was worried about, that and the sound quality. It's the first time I've tested it, but pretty cool way to do it if you don't have a radio in the vehicle. I still wish I could get my little handheld in here, a little 5-watt handheld, but we'll get through it. This is kind of fun, though. It's a little different. I used to be an Android guy and used to have it on my Android phone, but didn't use it, but like once or twice, something like that. And the Apple CarPlay app's a little bit different, and I didn't know if I'd be able to trigger it by hitting the push-to-talk button on the steering wheel or what to get it to actually transmit. Looks like I just kind of need to tap the button on the screen there to talk and then unkey.
It's good to know. I've got a Echo Link on my iPhone as well, but I've only used it a couple times when we've been out of town. I've listened to it when I'm, you know, making a delivery and I'm listening to a conversation that I want to hear the end of. But I don't really transmit on it. I'm the same way, you know, kind of thinking, how's it going to work? Is it going to even connect properly? But it's doing great for you the way you're running it, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Very cool. And that probably will work better than, I guess, having the handy-talkie in this little thing with me and having to put the antenna up there and all that stuff. I was like, oh, it's going to be way too boring riding around town and stuff like that without any kind of ham radio. But it's cool having it piped through all the stereo speakers there in the truck. It sounds pretty true to the radio I had, maybe a little bit better sound quality with the speakers being a little bit better in this brand new vehicle than it would be on a little dual band radio installed aftermarket.
Better service than you would on a HT as well. Line of sight to the repeater is pretty rough on a HT.
Yeah, I figured that. I used to have one of those little clips that you could actually roll up into the window and actually attach your HT antenna, which I got an aftermarket really nice HT antenna for the little Yaesu I've got, and then use the Yaesu plugged into the cigarette lighter. I started going through all that last night, and I've also got a little magnet mount, but I don't have the adapter to make it work with an HT, but a magnet mount for a little dual band antenna for the center of the roof, but the door seals are pretty tight on this thing, so I don't know if that coax would be small enough to make that work. But it's nice to know in testing that this works in a pinch, and I can go anywhere and still get into the same repeater. And we might play later on with where we end up talking to while we're rolling around.
With that, you could travel all across the country like that and do it and still get back in the repeater. I just got on the Malden Road off 85, and that is the worst, one of the worst areas when I get down underneath the Malden Road Bridge. And I'm, you know, my antenna's up almost 13 feet up in the air, and it's one of the worst areas for reception, so you would have no signal right there with an HC, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely right. Because I know kind of generally the areas where with my setup there in the Silverado, which I'm still heartbroken. It's just a little solenoid in the transmission, but they got to take the whole transmission down to fix it. And that takes me out. That takes that truck out for the next week or two. But, yeah, I generally kind of know the areas that the truck will get reception in no matter what power I'm using, stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, you can cut that big time when using a HT with a little antenna. So EchoLink probably is the smartest. Does this repeater, I don't think I've ever heard it announce somebody coming in on EchoLink. Does it announce my arrival and my departure from the repeater there on EchoLink out loud?
Not announce it. So the only way we know is when you start talking, it's got a little bit different sound. You can, if you're familiar with it, you can tell someone's on EchoLink. But other than that, you can monitor and no one will ever know you're on there. I know I have heard some repeaters do that where someone signs in with EchoLink and it announces it over the repeater. But sounds good, Rylan. I hope the truck fix is under warranty, because that's taking that transmission out like that. That'd be a big bill. But good luck to you. I'm pulling in the yard here. I'm gonna let you go. Good to hear you today. I'm sure I'll hear you later on. You're probably running out for lunch or something. But have a good day. Nice talking to you. K4RYL. N4ZLK.
Yep, you guessed it. Headed out to grab a bite to eat and all that. So luckily the truck is under 100,000-mile drivetrain warranty, so it's all covered. And this loaner is on General Motors, so. Anyway, stay cool. Stay safe jumping in and out of the truck. We'll talk at you later. This is K4RYL.
Okay, N0TR Mobile.
I guess you heard me say I got to jump out here in a minute, but I'll be back in just a few.
I was just getting in the car, copied a little bit of the mail. I assume, I don't know if that was your son or not. But anyway, he was doing a fine job. Let me turn this radio down. I'm just taking an Amazon package back, and I think I'll stop by Lowe's. And I got to drop it off. I ordered some house shoes, and they were too big.
That. Yeah, but order a smaller size next time there, Tom. Now, that was Ryland, K4RYL. And he actually works right near me, so we probably crossed paths on the road without realizing it. Yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes. Let me, I gotta drop this trailer and find another one. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Be careful, Shane. N0TR Mobile.